Blog Talk Radio. Favor. It's a time of rain. It's a time of increase. It's a time of harvest. It's a time for reaping. You've sown in many tears. You've sown countless nights. You've paced your floor back and forth. You've believed. You've stood on words that you have yet to see come to pass. But this is the time for rain. Ask for the rain.
What's up, Chicago? It is Friday, September 27th, 2019, and Take the Limits Off Radio is on the air. That's right, we are on the air, broadcasting live from the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music, and I'm excited to be here with you one more time. As always, it's your boy, your host, Minister Dana L. King, in the studio. I always say I'm in the studio. I'm not by myself, never alone. I got the best producers in the land. What just happened over there? Yeah, I got the best producers. Okay, Facebook Live. All right. I see you. I got the best producers in the land. They are taking care of the business on the other side of the glass. Jalen and Latanya Melton, I see y'all got my back. Appreciate y'all so much.
Man, we have a great, great show for you today. I hope you're ready for it. Great, great show for you today. Praise Break Friday. When you're tired, my God, when you're tired of leading worship, that's the topic for today's conversation. When you're tired, my God, I could talk about that. When you're tired of leading worship, that's today's topic of conversation. It's going to help us out today. Y'all get ready for that. I promise you it will bless you on today. But in the meantime, let me give you the rundown on how you can be a part of today's broadcast. If you are already listening on the line, that's right, you're already listening on the line, all you have to do is push one. That'll get you to my producers. They will check you out, make sure you are good to go, and then they will send you over to me, and you will be live on TTLO Radio with your boy. That's right. You will be live on TTLO Radio with your boy. Then, if you're already listening via Blog Talk Radio, right, you're listening via Blog Talk Radio, simply dial area code 323-870-4375. That's 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. Again, that is 323-870-4375 is the call-in number. That's how you can reach us there. If you want to follow us on social media, you can do that as well. It's real simple. If you want to tweet the show, you can do that. You can tweet the show. Real simple. Just tweet the show at TTLO Radio. That's right. You can tweet the show at TTLO Radio. Real simple, 2 T's, 1 L, 1 O, TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. If you want to follow us on Instagram, you can follow us on the gram. Real simple, real easy to do. Follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio. That's right, you can follow us on the gram at TTLO Radio. Looking forward to hearing from you guys that way. If you want to email the show, all you have to do to email the show is TakingTheLimitsOff@Comcast.net, TakingTheLimitsOff@Comcast.net. That's where you can find us there, TakingTheLimitsOff@Comcast.net. Real simple, real easy to do. Again, TakingTheLimitsOff@Comcast.net. Right? Right. That's all you got to do. That's not working. Yeah. All right. Amen. And then if you want to follow us on Facebook, Facebook.com/TTLO Radio, Facebook.com/TTLO Radio. Again, Facebook.com/TTLO Radio is where you can find us there. If you want to, don't forget we are an iHeartRadio partner. We are an iHeartRadio partner. So if you have the iHeart app, all you have to do is do a simple search for Taking the Limits Off Media Group or TTLO Radio, Taking the Limits Off Media Group Radio. You can just do a simple search. You will find us there. And you can download all of the shows that are part of the TTLO Radio family. That's right. You can download all of the shows that are part of the TTLO Radio family. Real simple, real easy to do. That means you'll not only get TTLO Radio, the flagship show, but you will also have access to the best entrepreneurship small business show in the land. Real simple. That is Grindology. That show comes on every Thursday exactly at 7 p.m. You don't want to miss it. Also, that'll give you access to the brand new show starting this coming Tuesday. Starting this coming Tuesday with the one, the only Dr. Kimberly Thomas will be hosting that show. And the show is called Healthy Soul Talk. That's right. Healthy Soul Talk is the name of that show. And I'm so looking forward to her launch on next Tuesday. Yeah, next Tuesday. So looking forward to her launch on next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Next Tuesday, 6 p.m., you'll be able to catch her brand new show, Healthy Soul Talk. And I promise you, man, oh man, I could say so much, but I promise you, on a day like today, I promise you, this show is going to be a blessing to some people who need it. It's going to be a blessing to some people who need it. I promise you that. As always, you can also catch us on Spotify. You can catch us on iTunes. You can catch us on any of your podcast mediums that are available to you. Yeah, any of those that you can get your hands on. that would work for you. Amen. Amen. Look, man, I am trying to get the live feed was up, but then it cut off, so I'm trying to get it back up and running. You know, you got to retype all of the information in there, which is never fun. It doesn't appear to like the copy-paste feature. It don't like the copy-paste feature. But anyway, it's all good in the hood. But anyway, I'm trying to get that back up and running, but we'll be up in a moment. I think I might have just figured it out, so y'all pray with your boy, and let's see. Let's make sure we get it on the right page. Yeah, we'll put it on the right page. So anyway, that's what we're going to do. I'm going to take a real quick break. When we come back, man, we're going to jump right into today's conversation. We're going to jump right into today's conversation and some other things, too. When you're tired of leading worship, that's what it is, y'all. We will be right back in a hot moment. I'm going to make some announcements and do all that. Let's do this. Come on, Nancy. Help your little, help your big brother. I need this right now. Come on. Peace. Taking the Limits Off is on the air, and the live stream appears to be up and running. Y'all will let me know, I'm sure, if it ain't. I'll hear something about it. The live stream is up and running. Looking forward to seeing you all's comments and everything on there. Amen. Let me just go on here and get into this right now and get this. Let me go on and get this right now out, and I can do this. Come on, y'all. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Come on. Help me out. Friday, October 26th at 7 p.m., we will be having an all-star gospel musical. It's absolutely free, $99. You can join us there, free $99 on October 25th. And then on Saturday, the 27th, the luncheon is sold out. That's what I'm being told. The luncheon is sold out, but the lunch will be held at Oak Lawn Hilton. If you may want to find out, they may have a few seats left available. Please feel free to call the church, 773-373-6144. Again, that calling number is 773-373-6144. Is the calling number. Then on calling the pod, the coming to the church, if you need to do that. Also, if you want to join us on Sunday, there'll be two services. The regular Sunday morning service, the regular Sunday morning service starts at 11 o'clock. Our regular scheduled service is at 10:45, actually. That says 11 o'clock on this. I just noticed that. Maybe they're changing it for that day. But 10:45 or 11 o'clock service. Get here at 10:45. How about that? Be here early. 11 o'clock service. And then the afternoon, the actual installation service will be at 3 p.m. So you can catch that there. Reverend Persons, Pastor Leon Perry, will be doing the installation. He'll be doing the installation. Then also, do not forget, man, I am so excited about this. I don't need this music for that. I want to use, I have some music I want to play. It's not fucking ready yet, so I'm going to get that done between today. But what I think I'm excited about is the brand new show starting this coming Tuesday. This coming Tuesday, the brand new show, Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. That show is, man, it's going to be a blast. I'm excited. I can't wait for that to kick in. That's this Tuesday at 6 p.m. Healthy Soul Talk with Dr. Kimberly Thomas. Please feel free to pay attention to that, man. She is going to be dealing with so many different issues, not only dealing with I love where we're going right now because we have the way our shows are set up. We have my show, which is a Christian talk show. And then we have the Seth Herndon Show, Grindology, every Thursday, which is a show for entrepreneurs and business folks and all that. And then so we got stuff that's going to help your spirit. We got stuff that's going to help your pocketbook with Lisette. And then Sister Thomas is going to come in. Dr. Thomas is going to come in, and she's going to help your mind. So that's going to be an awesome, awesome thing. And I just can't wait to see what is going to go down. Yeah, so it's going to be a good time. Yeah, y'all get ready for that. All right, I think I did that. Man, you know what? I want to say this, and I'm gonna try to say this. It is amazing. I want to say thank you. These lights probably are not going to work with me. Not going to be a good move for me. So give me a second because I'm going to have to turn these down. This is probably, yeah, y'all going to have to. I ain't trying to make the mood, set no mood up in here. I'm just trying not to. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we are, I am grateful for you all, all of you all for your prayers and all that stuff, man. I went to the doctor today. Today I had a doctor's, you know, okay, that is getting dark though. I'm going to have to fix that. I'll just have to deal with it. I had a doctor's appointment today that was already pre-scheduled. It wasn't like an emergency or anything like that. It was a doctor's appointment, and I went because I wanted to do the follow-up because of the headaches and everything that you all. I share that stuff with y'all about the headaches and everything. I wanted to share that. So I went to the doctor today to get that, just to do a follow-up after my regular physical. I went for a follow-up just to make sure what was going on. And I wanted to just do that. And so I had the doctor, I told her about the headaches and everything. And for those who don't know, I have suffered with headaches since I was about 16 years old. I think that's the time that they were like, when I knew them to be unbearable. I remember suffering from headaches when, if you all can remember when the Tylenol scare hit, when they pulled Tylenol off the shelves. So I've been suffering. So whenever that was, I've been suffering with headaches since that time. So it has not been something that I have that I'm used to, and you know, it's one of those things where it's just something that I've dealt with and I've been able to work through it, right? And they come and they go. I hadn't had them in a while, but they made their way back throughout what I've been doing, and you know, all I could do is deal with them as they come. But one of the things that I am grateful for is that I have an amazing doctor, Dr. Forbes. I'm so appreciative of her. But Dr. Forbes, she's my general practitioner, so she tries to make sure that I'm good and that I'm always good. I'm not a guy who takes I don't take a lot of medicine. I don't take a lot of medicine. I never have. I've never been the guy who likes to pop pills, right? I decided, because I had this appointment today, so I went. And, you know, she did the rest of the stuff, told me about my cholesterol wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. Ha! Come on now. The cholesterol wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. So she was actually kind of teasing me about that, because she thought it was going to be worse, but it wasn't. Anyway, but we talked about the headaches. And again, we tried to figure out the root causes, diet, all those things. I'm not a big salt intaker. I'm not a person who eats salty stuff all the time. The only time you see me putting salt on anything is on some fries. And that's not something I eat every day. And I don't get headaches then either. I don't eat a lot of pork either. So it's like when I eat it, I'll eat it, and then that's it. It's not like I'm eating bacon every day, pork chops every day, ribs every day, all that kind of stuff. It's not stuff that I do. We've done that. We've done diets. We've changed all, you know, we stopped doing these things. People say you need to drink water. I drink plenty of water, probably not as much as some people would like, but I drink plenty of water. So we go through all this different stuff. So I, you know, about maybe 7 years ago, I went and had an MRI. I actually went to the Mayo Clinic I went to the Mayo Clinic some years ago and had an MRI done, spent all this money, and they found nothing. They found nothing. Had CT scans, all that stuff done, and they found nothing. So, you know, it's just stuff that I deal with. But, you know, I figured I would bring it up again. So today I went and got more x-rays. They did a head and neck, a full head x-ray, neck x-ray. Just wanted to make sure that there was nothing going on in my joints and all of that kind of stuff. So we just going to see, man. We just going to be prayerful. I'm not complaining. I'm really not. I try not to. I'm not complaining. I just, you know, I'm just sharing with y'all what's going on. So it's just been one of those days where, you know, you just have to deal with stuff as it comes. And today it's just been, you know, today was actually not a bad day. I did not have a headache. I didn't have a headache today. So it's not one of those things where it happened today. I did not earlier have a headache, but some things transpired after the doctor's visit, which is why the show started late and everything else. It's just stuff, man. It's a lot, and it just makes me go back to I have to preach this Sunday, right? I have to preach this Sunday, and I understand why God directed me to this this scripture in Kings. I understand why he directed me to the scripture in 1 Kings dealing with Elijah. And that's why I titled my message. I'm still working on it, but I titled my message, you know what, Lord, I can't take it anymore. And you feel like, you know, if we're honest, we feel like there's some times when we want to give up on some stuff, man, where you just want to just, you know, shut stuff down, shut it off, and just go disappear somewhere and go sit in a cave in a hole or whatever and just kind of regroup, right? But, you know, from what I've read in that scripture, that's not what God wants you to do. It's not saying you can't rest, but when you're on assignment, you gotta go. And you gotta trust God. You gotta trust that. You gotta trust that God has got you, and you gotta trust that God is going to continue to sustain you while you're doing His work. He's going to sustain you. So I'm not going to be discouraged by things. I'm not going to. I'm going to try not to be. Let me be honest with you. I'm going to try not to be discouraged by some things. I'm going to try not to be so easily beset by some things. But one of the things that my former pastor taught me was don't allow people to take you out of your character. My former pastor used to tell me that all the time. Don't allow people to take you out of your character. So I'm going to continue to pray that God will continue to keep me in this process. And this is all I ask y'all for. You know, I joke with y'all all the time. I love having fun with you all the time. But I want you to continue, you know, to pray and just keep people lifted up in prayer. Because the enemy is busy right now. And I get it. The enemy only can come in and attack when we open those doors. Right? Let's be honest. He can only come in when we open those doors. If we keep certain doors closed, he does not have access. And even with you know, and I think about this even with the Job situation, he can only do what God allows him to do, right? So God is going to allow him to do what he wants to do because God believes and he knows who he has poured his anointing on. So even though we might not. We may not always have the strength that we believe we do, or we may not always, oh boy, we may not always have what's the word I'm looking for? The fortitude. We may not have the steadfastness, right? The steadfastness that we want, man. You just have to keep pressing. One thing about me, I have never been one. To quit on something that I knew God was in. Let me say it that way. I've never been one to quit on anything that I knew and believed God was in. Now, I said this a whole bunch of times, and I said to y'all, if God ain't in it, I don't want to be in it either. If God didn't ordain it, I don't want to be a part of it either, right? So I've had come to accept that. Over these last weeks and months about some things, and I'm cool with that. So I just want to say that as things transpire and as we go within the weeks and the months, y'all know I share everything with y'all. I do. So don't, you know, I'll share more when the time is right. But let me say this. I am grateful. I am grateful for the people who keep me lifted up. I am grateful for the people who always try to send me an encouraging word. I am grateful for you. I truly am. I'm grateful to the people who continue to pray for me. I'm grateful to the people who have tried in whatever capacity to be there in whatever capacity. And I know sometimes it's hard to be there for people who won't let you be there, right? I get it. But I'm grateful for extended prayers. I'm grateful for friendships. I am grateful for you all. I am. And please know that I receive your prayers. I receive your well wishes. I receive all of those things. And I am just I want y'all to know, man, that it is that, you know what, in any and all things, I believe God is still good. Right? In any and all things, I believe God is still good. I just know that He is. So it doesn't matter how difficult things get. It doesn't matter how rough the road may be. It doesn't matter how high the mountain may seem or how low the valley appears to be. I believe that in whatever situation we put ourselves in, or God allows us to get in, or other folk try to draw us into, I still believe that God is good. I do. I don't have any other recourse but to trust Him. I don't have any other. That's all I know, is to trust God. I don't. You know. I know to trust Him, because I have to trust Him because I don't trust me. Wow. That'll help somebody in a minute. I trust Him because I trust Him because I can't trust me. Right. I'm grateful. I am grateful. I know Facebook is doing some jumping around, but it'll clear itself up. Y'all just stay there. It'll clear itself up. It's working itself out. But I am, man. I am just grateful for the people who have made their way, man, to just make sure to try to be there, man. And I'm going to continue on the path that I believe that God has set me on. Let me say that again. I'm going to continue on the path that I believe that God has set me on. I know the internet is going to clear itself up. So it just, for those of you on the Facebook side, I know I saw the numbers went up and then they went down because y'all probably jumped off because of stuff acting up. But I trust God, and I know and I know that you all do too, right? I know that you all do too. So we're gonna continue to trust God. We're gonna continue to trust God together, and I'm gonna pray at the end. I know this. Watch this. I know that at the end, God is gonna get the glory, right? I know at the end that God's gonna get the glory. I know that everything that is happening right now, everything that's going through, and people that are going through right now, it's all going to work out for the good. I truly believe that. I believe that in with my whole heart, that at the end of the day, when the final story is written, that it's all going to work out for the good. I trust God that much. I trust God that much. So I want to say this to some people who might get discouraged. It was funny today when I went to the doctor. You know, they do some preliminary questions, and even though I had just went a month ago for my regular physical, they asked me the same questions again. They say, well, you know, have you fallen or whatever? And if you've fallen in the last how many days? And then they asked me. They say, well, have you been depressed at all, right? And then they ask you, is your home life safe? And then it was weird, you know. I was like, yeah, I'm good, because we think those things, but you know, there may be some who don't feel that way, right? There may be some people who don't feel like they may be in a depressed state, in a state of unhappiness, or a state of loneliness, or a state of discouragement, or any of those things. I'm here to tell you that you know what, if you know the Lord, my God, if you know the Lord in the pardon of your sins, I'm gonna help y'all. If you know the Lord in the pardon of your sin, trust me when I tell you, He will not leave you, nor will He forsake you. I promise you that. I've been there. I know some folk who felt like they wanted it, who felt like they reached a breaking point, right? I know folk that have been there. You've been stressed out. Your appetite is gone. You got all these different tests and trials that just keep coming, and these, you got all this stuff that's going on and on and on and on in your head, and you're trying to figure out how I'm gonna do this and do that at the same time. time of doing this, and you've been pulled in direction after direction after direction, and you feel like there's nothing left. But then God turns around, and right when you want to go and sit down and watch this, like Elijah, you want to go and sit down and just go to sleep somewhere, and you want to leave reality, and you just want to sleep, God will provide you some sustenance. Come on, somebody. Y'all help me. He will provide you some stuff because God says your mission, your assignment, the path I have you on is not yet complete. And until I say it's finished, it's not finished. So I want to be able to help you, and again, I talk to y'all because me talking to y'all helps me, right? It helps me. That's why I didn't take the night off. I really should not even be here. And it's not because my head is hurting right now, because it is, but it's not like unbearable. But I just should have not even. I'm be honest with you. I just shouldn't have even came in tonight. But this is this place, this studio, this building, this place is a refuge. It is a place of comfort. It is a place of peace. Even when stuff is going on, right? Even if there's stuff going on here, it is still a place of peace, because I feel the very presence of God in this place, right? So because I feel the presence of God in this place, this is a refuge for me. So even when things aren't going well, even when things are difficult, even when it seems like folks are doing all this different stuff, you got folks, you know, backbiting and doing all these things, and folks attacking your character, you're trying to destroy your business and your brand and all these different things. And, you know, they smiling on this end and saying, hey, we this and we that. But then, you know, oh, we you know, calling you this, treating, you know, they saying that, you know, all these things. But then behind the scenes, they're saying all this other stuff. There are times you just want to quit, right? But the God I serve says, no, man, he said, I got you. If you trust me, keep walking, right? I heard God say that if you trust me, keep walking. If you trust me, don't die in that situation. Just keep walking, right? I heard God say don't sit down. Don't let them make you sit down. I'll give you rest. Ah, my God. He says I'll give you rest. You keep going. You keep pushing. Look here. My grace is sufficient. Ah, God. My grace is sufficient. So it's not about any of those things. So I just have to pray, and I stay prayerful, man, and I prayed before I got here. I did. I prayed before I got here. I said, Lord, I'm gonna go and do this, and give me what you need me to do. Right? Give me what you need me to do, and I will continue to do that. Right, I will. I'll continue to do that. So, if we end the show a little bit early tonight, it's just because I'm gonna go until it's time for me to go. Right. That is a great song, Felicia. Man of Standing, yet will I trust him? Yeah, yeah. I love that one. James Fortune has one. That says, "I'll trust you." And it's a powerful song, and that's what we have to do, man. When you feel like when you feel like you're going to give up, you have to trust God, and trust God. Watch this. Trust God through the process. You have to trust Him through the process. Don't get caught up on what's happening in the process. Trust God through the process, right? You know, when he told the apostles, when they were on the edge of the river, and he said on the lake, and he says, let us go to the other side. He said what he said, and he went to sleep, because he meant what he said. He meant what he said. He said, let us go to the other side. That's why he went to sleep. The problem is they didn't trust what he said. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to trust God that we're going to get that whatever these things is that are going on, these trials and these situations, whatever they are, that I'm going to trust him to get us through, right? And I trust him, and I trust the people. Watch this. I trust the people that God has surrounded me with. I do. I trust the people that God has put in my view. I trust the people that I talk to. I trust the people that hold me up. I trust the people that pull my collar when it needs to be pulled, right? And I'm thankful. I'm thankful for them. I'm thankful for my mentors who keep me upright, man. I'm thankful for the guys who make me laugh when I, you know, whatever. And it's funny. I was getting ready to start the show, and my phone rang, and it was one of my mentors, right? A call, and I didn't answer because I'm trying to get the show up and running. And I said, God knew. I said, God knew what I needed, right? So that's why I said I'm not going to be on here long. I ain't going to be on here crying and carrying on all night. I ain't going to do all that. But God knew what I needed. So when I saw that phone call, I said, wow. I said, he must have sent, right? And it, again, this is going right back to this. If y'all, look, y'all want to do this, read first. Look here. Read First Kings. Read, if you, when you get a chance sometime tonight, read First Kings. The 19th chapter. Read all of that. Read all of that tonight and show you how God will send angels when you want to give up and you want to quit. God will send some angels. Ah! God will send some angels to show up. My God, he will send some angels to show up and they will give you some, they will give you what you need to sustain you. Watch this. Then not only that, he will send you some people to help you complete the task. So I promise you, man, I promise you that I do. I do. So I got to, you know what? I trust God. I do. I trust God to you know, keep on doing what he's doing, and my goal is I just want to stay in the will of God. That's it. I just want to stay in the will of God. I don't want to do anything else. I just want to stay in his will because I trust him that even though things get rocky and topsy turvy and all those things, I trust that he's the one who's driving this thing. Right? I trust that he's the one driving this thing, and you know I'm just going to do that. So thank you Tanya, my producer telling me it's okay to end the show. I had to come on. I wasn't just gonna not do it, right? I wasn't just gonna not do the show. Thank you. I am Latanya. Thank you. So I wanted to do that with you all. I'll probably save this article because this article is actually really good. And the article is simply entitled When You're Tired of Leading Worship. Oh God. When you're tired of leading worship. And it's one of those things. And I let me say this, and I probably don't have to, but that's just who I am. I apologize for shutting down early tonight. I do. I love y'all. I do. I appreciate every kind word. I appreciate every criticism. I appreciate every inbox message you all send. I appreciate all the messages that we get. And I do, man. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful to all of y'all. I am. And I promise you this. As long as God says so. Ta! As long as God says so. My God. As long as God says so, it's going to be good. Right? It's going to be good. As long as God says so, it's going to be good. Let me make sure I say some stuff because I know how folk can watch this and go somewhere. Ain't nothing wrong with TTLO, right? Ain't nothing wrong here. Ain't nothing wrong here at Ebenezer, right? So let me say all that. So let me get that real clear. Ain't nothing wrong with TTLO Radio. Ain't nothing wrong with the studio. Ain't nothing wrong here at Ebenezer. Missionary Baptist Circuit got anything to do with me. So that's clear. I want that to be clear, because I know folks will watch this and be like, oh, he must be getting ready to shut down, or he finna move. No. So let's make sure you hear that out my mouth. Right? So we good there. Because I know how black folk is. And so I want y'all to, I want to make sure I say that, and I'm very clear. But I need to take some rest. My brother Keith Gordon just reached out to me. He said, looks like you're going live beyond the headache you had. Pray for you, but take that stress off your future. Wow. Thanks, Keith, and I appreciate you, man. It's amazing how God sends the people, right? So I'm grateful. I'm going to get out of here. Tanya, you going to play music, or we just going to end the show? What are we doing? I don't know. You let me know, and then we'll do whatever. And we'll call it that. Okay, so that's what we're going to do. So I'm out of here, y'all. Y'all stay blessed. I will see y'all Monday. Look here, I still got to preach on Sunday. So my goal is to do this. I want to be as ready as possible for Sunday, right? So I'm still in the writing process. God gave me, I got the scripture. So that's what it is. And I know, and today only solidified that this is where I need to be coming from. Today only solidified that this is exactly where I need to be coming from. So I'm grateful that God is doing it the way he's doing it, right? And so we good. Anyway, look, y'all be blessed, man. I got to go. Remember, if you have to drive through this special city we call Chicago, I love y'all. Keep your head on the swivel. Y'all stay blessed, man. Two T's, one L, one O, DTLR Radio, y'all. We are out. With your hands lifted up, say, hey!